Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Longtime listeners of the show know Dave Schwann's dad, Paul Schwann. He's been on the show with us many, many times in phone conversations and some of the live broadcasts that we've done. There was not a nicer guy than Paul Schwann. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are so sad to report that Schwann's dad passed away this past Monday at 99 years old. From his obituary, graduated from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, with a Bachelor of Science in Chemical Engineering. Started work at the Wood River, Illinois refinery of what was then called Standard Oil, later Amoco, and met his wife, the former Martha Lee Reinhart, in nearby Alton, Illinois, where they were married in 1945. He transferred to work in the Whiting Refinery in February 1951, from which he retired as a specialist in May of 1981, having completed almost 38 years with the company. After moving to Whiting, they had a house built in Highland, Indiana, where they lived for 44 years. In 1995, moved to a townhouse in Munster, where he lived until his death. And Paul is survived by his son, Dave, and nieces and nephews. He was partners with his son.
They were like best
Dave.
Friends.
They were best friends. They did everything together. They traveled together.
Yeah, the pictures that Dave would always post.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Dad went here. Me and Dad. I was like, my gosh.
And any story that Schwann would tell about a trip or anything involving his dad, you could tell the love and affection that he had for his dad. And having met his dad numerous occasions, I had the same love and affection for the guy.
There was no sweeter guy.
Andy, I know that you and your dad spent some time and got together with Schwann and his dad. Right?
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, you know, after being on the air with you guys so many times during Father's Day, my dad says, I insist that you talk to Schwann and get us a date for lunch somewhere.
Nice.
So we finally got it to go, and we were up in Glenview at Hackney's, and I emailed this to Dave earlier in the week, and I said, your dad was an absolute throwback, and I mean that in the best way possible, because he got dressed up to come out to lunch with us.
I never saw him without a suit and tie.
Right, always had a tie on. Yep. Yeah.
And you could just tell in Paul's face how proud he was of Dave.
Yep.
And all the conversation at our lunch table surrounded basically my dad bragging about me and Paul bragging about Dave. So it was great. It was really impressive.
Did you have the delicious onion roll?
The onion loaf. That brick.
You can't go to Hackney's without that.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah, that thing.
You got to have that.
It's brutal a couple days after, but man, when you're eating it.
2 years ago, on the Father's Day far-flung forecast that Schwann gave, we had Schwann's dad, Paul Schwann, on the phone line with us while Schwann gave us a special far-flung forecast for his father. Mr. Schwann, are you okay with that, going to a restaurant instead of having your son make a nice Father's Day meal for you from scratch, from his own two hands?
Oh, yes, that's fine. That's fine. Yes, looking forward to it.
Restaurant's okay?
He doesn't trust my cooking.
That's a whole different thing. The key to his longevity. This is Paul Schwann on the phone, Dave Schwann's dad. Happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to hear your voice and doing great. I thought we would have you join us for the far-flung forecast.
That's fine. I listen to it every Sunday.
As you know, also my favorite part of the show as well.
Thank you.
So, Schwann, no pressure. Make your dad proud.
I will. We go to, I hope so.
I'd be nervous if my dad was on the line.
Actually, it's always a little nerve-wracking to do this.
The unpredictability factor?
Right. Yeah. That's right. But we go to Fairmont, West Virginia today. Fairmont, West Virginia is...
Mr. Schwann, has he ever taken you to Fairmont, West Virginia on one of your road trips?
Not that I remember. Although my memory is getting a little faulty, I'm sure.
But you've gone on many, many road trips with your son.
Oh, that's true, right? Yeah.
What was your favorite trip that you went on with your son?
Well, I think one of most recent was about 5 years ago when we did Scandinavia, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden.
Wow.
And
yeah.
that was really a great trip.
Yeah.
That was a good one. And we covered all three of those countries, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
On the road.
On the road, right, yeah. Right.
But Fairmont, West Virginia goes back to the 1700s. It is the county seat of Marion County. But we also mentioned Fairmont, West Virginia, because it is the home of one lady named Grace Golden Clayton.
Mm.
She was, in 1908, as well as many other people in the area.
Let's be 1908?
1908, okay. Not 2008, okay. But 1908,
yeah.
Was in a state of mourning because her father was killed in a mining disaster, along with many other people. But she had heard of an observance of Mother's Day in Grafton, West Virginia, not far from Fairmont. So she got the idea and approached her minister at the Central United Methodist Church. Let's honor our fathers.
Oh, what an idea.
So Fairmont, West Virginia, at least in the United States, is the home to one of the very first Father's Day observances. We also, in 1911, there was a lady in Chicago named Jane Addams that proposed a citywide Father's Day celebration.
Yeah.
She was turned down.
Wow.
She approached the city council, but she was turned down. They said they weren't going to do it. But Fairmont, West Virginia is the origins of Father's Day, and they are looking at cloudy skies today, but warmer than we are. It's 72.
Wow.
In Fairmont.
That's a very nice little "this is how it all got started" story.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, very, very nice. Mr. Schwann, did you enjoy that as well?
I think that was very fine, right?
Don't you think his little far-flung forecasts that he does every week, they're very informative, they're educational, they're fun, they're everything that we could possibly want.
That's right. That's right.
That's why this is a Peabody Award-winning program.
Very good.
It's one thing to lie on the air. Don't lie right to your father's face like this. So when did you realize, Paul, of, you know, Schwannies, or, you know, I'm sorry, that's what I call him, I'm going to call him Schwannie. When did you first, you know, realize that he had a gift for telling stories like this and that broadcasting was going to be his avocation?
Oh, let's see, he's getting close to 63, probably 55 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a youngster, very young.
As a very, very, very young boy, he for instance, when we went to church, he, although he had friends his age at church, he would enjoy talking with some of the older members and hearing stories from them and that sort of thing.
Huh.
And then when we used to give him gifts like a toy tape recorder, he would go around the neighborhood and interview the parents of his
boyhood friends
just to get stories from older people.
Wow.
And
they in turn would call my mother and say, tell him to come home.
Get him out of here. He's back here with that tape recorder. Get him out of here.
Right. Yeah. But that's the only thing he ever wanted to do, as far as we know, right?
Wow.
Right. He had that urge early in life and stayed with it, obviously.
Yeah, Paul Schwann is going to be laid to rest tomorrow in Indiana. And again, we send our love and our sympathy and our condolences to Dave and his whole family as we remember his dad, 99-year-old,
Paul Schwann.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me, though I have to travel far. Remember me, each time you hear a sad guitar. Know that I'm with you the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again. Remember.